everybody. Thank you for joining in to Loan Officer Impact today. Kevin and Ryan coming at you, and we're excited today. We have a fun little topic we're going to discuss, and we're going to do it with no guests. We're going to do it with just Ryan and I. We're in the beginning part of summer 2023, and obviously everyone who's in our business knows that the market today looks different than it did 18 months ago. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. The question is, how are people thriving in today's market? Because there's a lot of them that are. And we've been very, very fortunate to get to know many of the people that are doing well. And we love to learn. And on this show, we love to bring value to people who love to learn and try to help people have a better life, regardless of what company you work at. We just want loan officers to have a more freedom-filled life, a less stressed life, and to do well regardless of market conditions and interest rates. And so, Ryan, thank you so much for allowing me to kind of interview you today. Yeah. But I was thinking a lot this past weekend about the people that are doing well, yourself included, obviously. And I started thinking, what are the commonalities that those people have? And, you know, sometimes if we're getting crazy, our mind goes to, well, they've been in the business longer. Oh, they have more education, or, oh, they went to a better school, or, oh, they have a higher IQ, or, oh, they're better looking, or whatever. And that's not the answer. Right?
Right.
And you and I were chatting earlier, and we talked about the importance of going back to the basics. And we talked about one word in particular, alignment. Could you speak a little bit on what it means kind of in today's world to go back to the basics? And does that actually work? And does it help you in this market today?
Yeah, that's a great question. It does. So going back to the basics, short answer, yes, it works. I think that sometimes what happens is we get paralyzed when our business isn't doing what we needed to do before, yes. When we're blowing through perhaps our savings, when we may have files blowing up, because right now a lot of the files that are happening are harder. And so I think we become paralyzed and we take no action because we're just unsure of what action to do. And so for a lot of loan officers that are kind of friends of ours, Kevin, do the daily success plan that our friend Carl White put together, where on Mondays you're reaching out to real estate agents who like you, want to talk to you. On Tuesdays, you're calling your pipeline, updating everybody at the pipeline. Thursdays, or Wednesdays rather, calling your past database, two letters that past database. And Thursdays, calling your pre-approved and looking. And so, yep. So that's a good basic items to get back to. But then also, one other thing that's kind of done on Mondays is reaching out to real estate agents who you want to do business with. And so I think that too, I call a lot of real estate agents. I mean, I call a lot of them.
And, yes, you do.
What's interesting is many of them actually, yes, other lenders are reaching out to them, but they're only reaching out to them to a certain point. What I'm known for in my area is being, I call it politely persistent. And so I may reach out to a real estate agent multiple times. I know the statistic is the average salesperson reaches out to a quote-unquote prospect two times and then stops. But when we look at the statistics of conversion, those that reach out to a prospect about four or five times, that's when that conversion ratio actually increases dramatically. So if you just, and there are some statistics out there that you can Google and they may vary a little bit, but basically the point is, Kevin, if we as loan originators, as we as salespeople, will just call three or four times, We've touched them more than anybody else. We're head and shoulders above everybody else. So I think.
Well, and I hope everyone understands what Ryan just said, because I've got a great takeaway and I've already written it down because it happens to me too.
Yeah.
But when things don't go our way, oftentimes we become paralyzed and then we stop taking action. And that happens to everyone, especially in times of stress. You might have a deal that you're working on that is too complex, or that gets to, something with the borrower changes at the 11th hour and it causes tremendous strife and might even render that person non-mortgageable. And then we let that reality paralyze us for sometimes days or weeks. And we've just thrown away hundreds of opportunities to get better by that paralyzation. So great point you just made there. And everyone tuning in, please remember, this is the mortgage world in 2023. It's not going to be perfect, but if you allow imperfect to paralyze you, you're going to make no money, right? And you just also laid out a very simple daily success plan. But if you're tuning into this show, how many of you honestly are spending a minimum of 8 hours a week doing nothing but building your business through the means of contacting people that either know you, like, and trust you, or that you want to get to know, like, and trust, and asking them for business, asking them questions, and building and deepening relationships? That's what it takes, correct? And you're doing that a minimum of 8 hours a week, Ryan, I assume, probably a lot more than that.
A lot more than that, yeah, yeah. And that's, so, I think, you had the support too. I think that's the other thing that probably some people are not going back to the basics because they don't have the right support. I mean, we were just talking about a friend of ours, Kevin, that she's been with her company for a little bit of time, and she's struggling right now because she is her own support. And so she's having inaction and can't get to the level that she of results that she wants to because she can't do the basics because she's just floundering in her own files at the moment without any support.
And well, you know, you just made another point that just hit home to me, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what I read into what you said, because I think it's appropriate to what I'm thinking about. But you think of that lady we were just talking about, right? And now think of her company for a minute. Because of what's transpired in the market, rather than pouring more resources into her, what did they do? They stripped every resource away. Away from her, right? And that's right. Almost what to do. So I'm just going to save money, right?
Yeah, I agree.
And that's caused tremendous strife in her business, in her world. And that might be happening to others on this call. Who knows, you know, but it's a combination of being in alignment with those that you choose to work with so that they're pouring every available resource into you so that you can reach the goals you want. And then you making a commitment to yourself to stay steadfast to a plan that works. And it's harder to do that in more challenging markets, no doubt. But also that's what the winners are doing, correct?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I got a great illustration. The other day I sat down with a guy. I like stock trading. And I sat down with a guy that he used to be the lead. They're called quants, the researchers for a billionaire trader out of Dallas. So this guy, he's very good. And he can make some money. And so I was sitting down with him and he said, what happens to help you be successful is you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan when things go wrong. And I think that's where we as loan originators, kind of take it back to us now, is that we don't have a plan in the good market. We're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants. And now in the not so good market, we haven't adopted a plan. Maybe we're trying to see whatever sticks against the wall. And when we don't have that plan to take action, to do strategic items, then we're going to fail. And so we're going to 1 week be posting stuff on Facebook, and that's not going to cause results. The next week, we might go around giving cookies to real estate agents, and that may not give results. And then the third week, we may do something totally different. And so we're just constantly doing something that's not strategic, that's not working. And kind of going back to my first illustration, is we have to be willing to continue to try the same thing multiple times for it to have true conversion and true results. And so that goes back to the basics. And I would say, the basics, if I could define it, would be items that convert results in your business, whatever those are, and continuing to do those. But we know what the basics really should be, the prospecting.
Well, it's so funny you say that, because now you're just making my memory work. And and you just took me back about 12 years. And you referenced earlier a guy named Carl White who owns Mortgage Marketing Animals. And I was having a definite challenge in my business 12 years ago. And all he said to me one day, he said, you're 6 inches from gold. I'm like, the hell's this guy talking about? And he says, you're 6 inches from gold. And I really didn't have any clue what he was talking about. And he said, you've been digging this ditch for 3 or 4 years now, and you're 6-8 feet down in the ground. Don't give up. You're 6 inches from gold. And he was right.
Yeah.
But it would have been easier that day to throw the towel in. You know what I mean? And I think when we prospect for a living, if we understand that our job is to create, keep, or grow a client, that's our job, right? Every day it's to create one, keep one, or grow one. Isn't that really the essence of our job?
It is. It is. And that's a great point. I had that book somewhere around here that references, I thought I could find it really quick, but it's true that a lot of times we're just right there, just feet or inches away from getting the results that we want, maybe getting the gold, quote unquote, but we stop because out of exasperation, perhaps we stop because we just haven't gotten to where we think we should be. And I think a lot of times we just have to keep going. I think that's the key here. You tell me that all the time, that you just have to continue to go forward and grind it out.
I think that's the key. So let's just think about the takeaways. Sometimes difficult markets create paralyzation moments, and we have to bust through those, fight through those, have an accountability partner, have a trusted advisor, have a mentor, have someone in your life that says, no, I'm not allowing you to be paralyzed, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Number two, our job is to create, keep, or grow a client. And if we're not prospecting every single day for one of those three outcomes, we're not going to do as well as we want to or thrive even in today's market, correct?
Correct.
And then number three, there's a word called stick-to-itiveness, which some people don't use very often. But those that you see making it yourself and those that I see making it have an incredible connection to stick-to-itiveness, and they don't stray from the mission. Is that a fair statement?
I agree. Yeah. Just single-minded to that goal.
And then a fourth word you used that I wrote down that I'm very much interested in just taking a minute on is strategically having a plan.
Yeah.
Not just having a plan. And there's a difference, right? And I know some people that have a plan, but the plan's outdated, it's wrong, and it has inaccurate realities to it. And yeah, you referenced a couple of them.
Yeah.
I know one person that goes on Facebook every day, and I'm not anti-Facebook, I'm pro-Facebook, if it's strategically done.
Sure.
But they say, I've posted on Facebook 550 times, I got no results.
Yeah.
But that's not a strategic marketing effort, correct?
Correct. And really just maybe to build off of that, to talk about strategic planning. You know, a lot of people do default, I think, to go to Facebook or LinkedIn, and we've talked about LinkedIn, we talked about social. You know, those are things that are good, but they can't be the only path. I call it a marketing mesh. And so, use myself as an example, what I try to do is I reach out by calling real estate agents, try to get in front of them. I try to add value, sending them something of value through email, or maybe I mail it to them or deliver it to their office. But then at the same time, I'm on Facebook, so I'm part of that mesh. They'll see me there. They see me relationally there. They see me around the events, and they, you know, I'm calling them, texting them, giving them updates. And so I try to become almost omnipresent to them.
Yes.
In the real estate space. And I've had a guy one time, he told me, it was so funny, he was another lender. He said, man, I see you everywhere. And I thought that was a pretty good compliment. And so I think but you have to be strategic, where you can't just be throwing stuff out. And I've done that before. I've had a billboard. I've had commercials. I've had this stuff that it didn't produce results. It produced noise, but not results. And so I think that's
huge
the other
differentiator
thing.
There. Please, yeah, Everyone understand what Ryan just said. There's a huge difference between noise and results. And sometimes we get caught in noise. And the opposite of focus is distraction, right?
Yeah, that's good.
And sometimes the noisy things create distractions, which limit our ability to focus, which means we don't do our plan and we don't prospect. And then we wake up with a result that we're unhappy with. And it's that simple right there. And no one here, not Ryan nor I, is saying social media is not good for you. That's not what we're saying at all.
Right.
We're saying the core business, probably 6 to 8 of out of 10 loans come from either your past database, a realtor referred deal, or some one that you're currently got working right now that is inquired about getting a mortgage in the past, right?
Correct.
So why aren't we spending all of our efforts right there first and then adding these pieces as we go, but never straying from the core mission of where we get 60 to 80% of our business, right?
I agree. Yeah, there's a book that's, I think it's just come out, that 10X, it's called 10X is easier than 2X. And it basically it has that same type of thought behind it. The book is 10X is easier than 2X. And the whole idea, the whole premise is by doing strategic activities that you are good at or excel at can help you increase by 10 times.
I think that book, I haven't read it, but I can tell just by the name he's right or she's right. Whoever wrote it, he or she is accurate, because I can just look at my own business. And when you go back 20 some odd years, from where we were to where we doubled was way harder than when we got to double to go to quadruple. And it was exponentially harder when we had a small amount of business to get to twice that. And once we got to twice and then four times that, to go to eight times that and 16 times that, which we did, was far easier than that first step. So if you're at a place in your business where you need some help with this stuff, go to resultswithryan.com or growingwithkevin.com. Grab 15 minutes on Ryan's calendar or on mine, and we'd help you through these topics. But some really good stuff, Ryan. If everyone who tuned in actually listens to everything that Ryan just said today and then takes massive action, they're going to have a better life. And I remember a quote that I recently reread for the 100th time, but it said, a good plan violently executed today is far better than a perfect plan executed next week. And
that's good.
That is a truthful statement. So actually do something. Ryan, any parting words on the topics of back to the basics or alignment?
You know, I think you just said it yourself. If you want massive action, massive results, get back to the basics. Align yourself with a basic plan and just take massive action with it.
Enough said. Really, we don't need to complicate stuff. We got to work. It's a work year, right?
Right. That's right.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much, Ryan, for taking time out of your life to do this. I appreciate your insights, your work ethic, your friendship, your kindness, your faith, your dedication, all the things that make you who you are very, very important and special to me. I've learned a tremendous amount from you. I hope everyone tuning in today learn something that can help them in their business. And from Ryan and I here at Loan Officer Impact, we just want everyone to have a better life, regardless of where they work, who's a loan officer in this country who's looking to thrive in a tough market, not just simply survive.
That's right. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. See y'all later. Have a great day.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.